afternoon. Today is Friday, May the 16th, 138th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, board member, quasi-politic guy, Bruce Rupp.
I'm just a general citizen.
I see your name everywhere, every once in a while in Maryland, so I know you guys are used. You're still kind of keeping your finger in the wind on that stuff.
We believe in some community involvement. We think it's part of our responsibility, as well as the other activities I have as a director on the water board. It's true.
Apparently, I must not be the only guy that's asked that of him, because he's more fluid with that than I think anything he shared the first 2 years when he was the CAO for the county. This afternoon, we'll talk a little bit about, well, perhaps misinformation. A little bit about snowpacks and the drought and the impact that happens there. Also get a little bit of an update on infrastructure. And then Bruce also last week was at a kumbaya gathering of the water folks. And we'll talk about all the excitement that just percolated through that when we come back.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Bruce Rupp. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. We probably don't want to do that one quote. I've got a George Bernard Shaw. Was he?
That's great, George Bernard Shaw. Yeah.
You like him?
Yes, very much so.
Do you take the time to read a lot of that stuff? I'm hoping to in the next little bit.
You mean now?
Well, one of the kids' bedrooms are going to be converted to what I'm hoping will be a library.
Going to be your library and study.
Bring out all the books. I have in boxes all over the place, and I have it in my head. I don't know if we're going to be able to hit it, but I've got it in my head. And one of it is to listen to some of the music that we like, you know, the Dean Martins and the Frank Sinatras and that stuff that isn't here, and to read some of the classics. And just, like poetry, like, the 1800s folks and stuff.
To be honest with you,
Walden Pond again.
I like Shaw. Don't misunderstand me. Okay. I don't read a lot of poetry. I like history. Yeah. I like biographical stuff. I like to read that type of material. David McCullough, one of my favorite authors. Path Between the Seas and Truman and so forth. I like to read that kind of history.
You might like some of the Ken Follett.
Yes,
The trilogy with the church and then the other one?
Oh, I love that stuff.
You're waiting for the third one to come out also,
yes,
huh? Yes, yeah.
That's it.
Okay, back to our quote here from G.B. Shaw.
Okay.
To his friends. Quote, "The power of accurate observation is commonly called cynicism by those who have not got it."
Ooh.
Isn't that cool?
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, and since we're in the season,
okay.
Do you have water issues become any kind of a campaign issue for the Assembly District or any of the races throughout the state that you're aware of?
Well, I think it's interesting. Sitting out there to the side is the bond issue with the legislature approved to go to the voters, and it's been held off, and that will probably come back in November. So, and everybody's kind of waiting for the governor to exercise leadership and tell us what he feels about the bond issue or a bond issue of some sort, because everybody recognizes that we've got real problems with water infrastructure in California, and I think Mother Nature is telling us that we are going to have weather change. We are suffering from a second year of a drought, and we're going to have to change what we've done in the past. And so,
what we need to do is some collectors in the Midwest to bring
big pipe.
Yeah, and just have it come. I mean, they're talking about a big pipe anyway, so why not drain it out of the Midwest, where they have all the flooding and stuff, instead of up here where we don't.
Yeah, I know. Well, we get the water out of the infrastructure would be pretty expensive. There was a lot of discussion at this meeting of the Association of California Water Agencies about the impact of the drought on California. And I attended a seminar on the ripple effect of the drought, and it's very interesting what's going on in the San Joaquin Valley, because the farmers down there, they're not planting, and that's where we get our honeydew melons and our other the name just
succulents.
That orange melons? Looking thing. That
an orange.
Yeah, no. it's a melon. You know, everybody knows what it is.
Cantaloupe.
Except for me, man.
Well, it's on the inside. It's orange. Outside.
Okay,
yeah.
Cantaloupes, which I love, although I can't remember the
word. Yeah.
Anyway, and
it takes a little time in the grocery store to find them for you, doesn't it?
What it amounts to is this particular rancher, employs 300 people to pick his harvest. And they're not going to be picking this year. And the grocers usually buy from the San Joaquin Valley. They're going to be buying from Mexico, and because there aren't going to be any. There's no water to grow the melons.
So as you're going through some of those seminars, Bruce, I would think. Now, I don't know if you tend to be the hand grenade lobber that I personally enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Say, well. Is this a reflection or a byproduct of us building in the desert where there shouldn't be people?
Well, of course. I didn't throw that hand grenade because it's almost like, it's done. We did it. I mean, I don't know. You got, 35 million people living in the state of California, and most of them are living south of San Francisco. They're not living north of San Francisco.
But are they allowing that construction to continue and expand? Compounding the problem?
Well, the population continues to grow, and they continue to consume water. But the municipalities have done a great job in trying to reduce their water consumption. I think they're doing well. It's just the drought has been so persistent. And the biggest problem, we have is that, and we talked about this prior to the starting of the program, is that the storage facility for California for storing water was the snowpack, and has historically been the snowpack. And the snowpack is predicted to be greatly reduced. There's almost nothing in the Sierras now, and we're just beginning the driest part of the year. And next year could be as bad. And the problem is, as a vehicle for storage, the snowpack may not be there in the future, and that means we're going to have to figure out other ways to store water for consumption.
Now, I know you guys have kicked around a couple of different options with the water district, and we'll talk about that when we come back. KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Bruce Rupp from the Water District. Bruce, one of the things that struck me, and I don't know who it was that was on the board, but one of your peers were here, and we were talking about the water pipeline to East Bay Mud, et cetera.
Yeah.
And they said it was twice as costly as it would be to do a desalinization plant. Okay, fine. So let's stop playing the game, and let's start building some desalinization plants along the coast. Now LA has its water. They need more. Build another bigger plant, boys. Don't look to raping and pillaging other communities.
Yeah, the problem with that we're having, I can tell you that Monterey County and SoCal have looked into desal plants. Many, Marin County was, Marin Water District was well down the road on a desal plant before they got sued by basically the environmental community. One of the problems that communities deal with desal is, first of all, you have to put a pipe out into the ocean.
Yeah, you got to get water.
You got to suck the water in, and when you do that, you have a problem with how that impacts the fishery and all of that. And then when you get through, you're going to they use basically osmosis. They run the salt water through filters, and they have to use a filter material or medium to make that happen. That creates a salt and whatever that medium is left over waste.
Yeah, the filtered material.
That is hazardous waste. So you have to.
Why? We spend a lot of money buying
sea salt. Waste Management Authority says it's hazardous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't say it's hazardous. I mean, it is considered a hazardous waste. That's what I can tell you. So it needs special handling. You have to figure out how you're going to take care of it.
So you could, there wouldn't be an opportunity then for somebody to get that stuff. I guess it would be the equivalent of hydrating it.
You mean
take it out, dry it off like they do salt water, and end up with the salt?
Well, there's other materials in there, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, so just flush that through somehow?
Yeah, they use, again, a medium that helps coagulate the water, helps draw out the salt and so forth. I mean, I'm not sure exactly all the specifics of it. I just know that the product is considered a hazardous material, has to be handled carefully. You can't just take it out and throw it at a dump site, for example.
Well, sure, because I'm sure the pH is way
out. Yeah, they won't let you. Yeah, you can't put it back in the ocean directly. So it has to have special handling. And there's been sufficient concern that there's only one desal plant close to operating now in California. And that's down in the San Diego area where they had a power plant operating. So, we're not sure what piped water will cost, by the way, Brian, just to correct that. We don't have a number yet on what piping water to somewhere would cost, what the delivery cost would be. We know what marine transport would cost, and it's because of the configuration of some of the water districts, which are oriented more towards the Sierras than and so forth.
You're sneaking in the back door?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pump the water back up the hill and then run it back down to the... So those are two of the problems we've encountered as we study this issue. So we have two potential pipeline routes. We've talked to the community about doing pipeline. They generally are in a wait-and-see attitude. I think they were positive. They said, yes, you have to explore it. The question is, how much is it going to cost? And actually, we're just about at the point where we're going to get our first report on a reconnaissance-level feasibility study, which means it's going to give us a general number on cost of delivery. Then we'll know.
Both routes? The ridge or the other?
Okay. Both routes. East-west, north-south. And there are problems and advantages to both.
It would be... So I guess what I'm looking at, Bruce, is... there are people in areas that never historically had water that are screaming and crying that they need water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we keep hearing stories like the folks in Willits that don't have a meter.
Yeah.
Flat rates for Sacramento and all these other anomalies that are out there. And you go, before you go and blow the system up, before you decide you're going to reinvent the wheel, kind of sounds familiar to other things that government has done lately. Let's take care of some of the basics here and get everybody on the same playing field.
Well, there's a requirement by the state that water consumption be reduced in the state by 20%
But some of these communities don't even have a reference for what the current consumption is, the five-year consumption pattern is.
That's true.
So you look at it and you go, wait a minute, guys.
No question that there are people, particularly in Southern California, just assume the water is going to continue to run. But it's not going to continue to run. We are running out of water in the state.
Or if it does.
We are not, by the way. Humboldt Bay is in a unique position that we have more than adequate water supplies in this area. And it's rain-fed, so it's really a miracle. I mean, for us, it's very fortunate for our rate.
We chose wisely.
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah. It was just an accident of nature that we're in this, and some foresight by some what I call old white men.
And you still got one that helps you out every once in a while. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. Hi, John. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Bruce Rupp.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540227, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Bruce Rupp. Bruce, you were talking a little bit about some of the dichotomy in the state, and I guess then maybe this is, you know, native crying, but we've got the water, hydro plant, with the diversion off the EO. Okay, water leaving the area, nothing, no compensation. We've got the other water that's in jeopardy. I'll just say in jeopardy, that was running the pulp mill. Nobody's talking about compensation. Ha, ha, ha. Here we go again. And then you got folks down in the southern part of the state that are paying artificially low rates instead of even approaching something that might be close to fair market value. And I still tend to think most people will act based on their pocketbook rather than on altruistic means. Majority. Well, let's put in the things that need to be put in place. Let's kick up their rates so that it's approaching something that at least is of this century, let alone 100 years ago. See what happens to the water consumption at that point, and then start making some of these heavy-duty investment with infrastructure decisions rather than running around and doing the political gamesmanship.
Yeah, I think basically instead of dealing with the rate side of it, again, this is kind of at a state level, statewide level. The approach has been to just instigate reductions in consumption over time, so that reducing and basically, generally speaking, municipalities have been able to reduce consumption, and we've seen a significant drop in the use of water.
But they did that because there was a financial risk associated of not hitting it, right?
Well, yes, there's a penalty behind that. Yes, there is. And the problem that water districts face, just to expand on this a little bit, is that
now you're not smooth with that. As you were saying it, about the water consumption?
Yeah.
Just say no to drugs, and everybody said that was an abject failure.
No, I don't think it was a failure. We're attacking it on the
demand side rather than the supply side.
But if you talk to people about saving water, in the main, most people, maybe I'm naive, I think they're responsible, and they'll try their best to save water, particularly if you tell them how to do it. One of the things that has not been very well done, other than, you know, put a brick in your toilet, is to tell people how to save water, and I think we need to do more of that, and I think it'll be more effective when we do that.
Does the state have any plans of doing a statewide campaign other than PSAs?
Yes. In fact,
actually placed advertising.
Not only the state, but Aqua itself is doing it, and water districts are. And the problem of this is what a water district faces. It has basic costs that it has to cover. You know, it has set costs, and it pays for those costs by water consumption. More water used, the more revenue. So when you tell a water district to reduce water consumption, if you reduce their consumption by 50%, their revenues drop by 50%.
That's like going to the brewery and telling them.
Yeah, kind of painful thing to do. But water districts are prepared to do it. They are prepared to do it within reason to reduce the cost. The biggest problem we have right now really is a problem of shifting weather patterns, which are causing the reduction in the accumulation
change
of snow in the Sierras. We've got to find other ways to hold and store water. Or we got to shut down the southern part of the state. And since most of them vote down there, it's really hard to do that.
So here we are at our end, and they're pulling out dams out of the Klamath.
Well,
here I'm hearing you say, we need dams.
Yeah, but those
facilities.
You see, the neat thing about our dam, we have a dam. Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District has a dam. The neat thing about our dam is it's placed in such a way that it actually benefits the fishery. It holds water, and so what you need to do is find storage that is compatible with the environment that can preserve water and save water from heavy rains, and yet does not endanger the fisheries and so forth by damming up their spawning streams and so forth.
Are there options that the folks in Southern California understand? Dot dot dot. But more importantly, if they're not paying fair market value for the water, why are they going to see the need to float a bond in their area to do something that they're already getting a lowball price for, and they see, why do I want to pay so much more?
I don't live down there, so it's hard for me to see what's going on
day-to-day.
I'm telling you, yeah. You do? No. Rumor has it you go down there. No, yeah. No. I think that basically the word is out. They know the drought's here. They're being told. They understand they're in trouble down there.
So there is some behavior modification that's going on?
There is some behavior modification going on. And I think basically, in answer to your question, in this drought, in this environment with the drought, I think basically the opportunity to solve our long-term water problems are probably at their best. If they're not good this year, they will. If the legislature will come out with a reasonable bond issue that makes sense to the public,
that'd be post June 3rd.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be July. They'll come.
Well,
out
I mean, but before they come out with something, because they don't want to be hooked to paying more money.
Well, it'll be on the November ballot.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess it is a little different our area where we don't have races.
Well, we have.
I know. That's why I made the comment.
Yeah,
we KINS have News and Information Time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Bruce Rupp.
Yes.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mr. Rupp from the Water District.
Yes, Mr. Rupp is
Mr.
here.
Mr. Rupp.
Yes.
And I like the Natalie attired blue on blue.
Well,
the theme.
As a Rotarian that I had Rotary today, so I try and
dress up,
spiff up a little bit.
Good. I was concerned you turned into a Dodger fan.
No, never happened. Not going to happen. Are you kidding me? In my household, man, that would be death. I'd get murdered in the night by my wife. It'd be terrible.
Well, then we'd find out if you bled Dodger blue.
I don't. I'm a Giants fan.
All right.
I'm an A's and Giants fan.
There you go. I was hoping the East Bay hadn't been pounded out of you.
No, I spent a lot of time in the East Bay. My son is an absolute diehard A's fan.
Good, I knew I liked you.
And they're both leading, I think, both the East and
both divisions.
Divisions, yeah.
So, Bruce, looking at the water, and let's just call it a dichotomy that the state has got. The North End has it, the South End doesn't. The agricultural community is concerned would be probably a pretty safe term to use. We've got fishes taking a higher priority than row crops at this point. More people coming in. There certainly are pressures. Why doesn't California have a master plan for water? I mean, it seems like we got a master plan for everything. We got the Coastal Commission saying no to everything along the coast. What about for the whole state put it in? Oregon does.
Yeah. Actually, California does have a plan. AQUA has been supporting an overall water management plan for the state of California. Associated California Water Agencies has, and the state itself. And the plan basically involves conservation, which is basically reducing the amount of water being used both in the metropolitan areas and in agriculture. And agriculture is doing a lot better than they were. I mean, drip systems are, they're putting them in, and they have to do it for their crops to survive.
Well, and that makes a ton more sense than the aerial app, the
spraying goes and so
across.
Forth. Yeah,
but
yeah.
The cost of that to the consumer.
Well, yeah, the food. It's in your food.
Yeah, packed into the food. We've all seen that 15-25% bump in
water,
food.
That's what happens if you raise the price of water. I mean, it's the same thing happens if you raise the price of water. It goes into the food if you raise the price of water. So, I mean, so conservation is one. Storage is another component of it, which is the most controversial. Dealing with the Delta is another part of that plan, which is also very controversial.
And that's with fishies, too.
It is. Overlay, the problem is the Delta is so old. The Delta could collapse, and it is basically a means of transporting water. Water comes in through the Sacramento and American rivers and San Joaquin River, and it's taken out of the delta and transported down to the southern part of the state. If the delta levees collapse, you have no conveyance mechanism, so the southern part of the state dries up. Some people might endorse that concept. So that's why...
Only if it's a dry up and fly away. Yeah, just
but
drying
anyway,
up doesn't
that,
help.
That is right. So conservation, storage, doing the delta, and environmental enhancement. You know, every plan, every water plan that is ever put together now in California involves protecting the fishery and finding out a way to provide adequate and water for the fishery. So.
What about something as relatively simple, and I'll just say that because I don't know any better, about a carrying capacity limitation? Okay, you know, we're not going to expand. We can expand up, which is going to be more expensive than out.
Yeah.
And that's it. The footprint of pick a city, California. There you go, guys. That's it. We're not going to go out beyond. And I know that kind of steps on top of general plans and things like that.
Yeah.
But certainly in some of these impacted areas, whether it's air quality, water quality, access, whatever it might happen to be, there is a capacity. You can't go willy-nilly as they have.
Yeah, they have a law in California now that says if any development occurs, the developer or the person developing the land has to certify, in fact, that there's adequate water supplies to supply the development, the subdivision or whatever is being developed. And
building in the desert makes it really tough to do that, doesn't it?
Well, it is, unless you got a pipe that you want, some of the you go out and build a pipe and you run the water in if you have an allocation. I mean, the problem on a statewide basis is the weather, changing weather has reduced the ability of us to store water in the Sierras, which is reducing the amount of water available in the dry years, in the dry months of the year. And so that problem has to be solved. Just to provide water for adequate water to the existing population and agriculture. So that has to be dealt with. The growth issue is hard to control.
Thanks for coming by.
Sorry, I was...
It'll be interesting to see how this one plays out, because I certainly think the southern part of the state, they've got some work to do, and it's not just called look to the parklands in the north and let's drain them dry.
I agree.
Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.